The Dolo White Podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. Follow Cinema Anywhere Nashville on Instagram and book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience today. Hey, it's Dolo White, and this is the Dolo White Podcast. Now, judging from social media, entrepreneurship is the thing right now, and honestly, I love it. Start those businesses, build that wealth, create that life you want. I am all for it. But you got to know what you're doing, and that's what my guest today is all about. Danielle McGee is the founder of Black Business Boom, and she helps highlight Black-owned businesses and offers assistance in building online and social platforms. And she's not just talking the talk. Black Business Boom's Instagram page is around 60,000 followers, and it's growing every day. So if you're an entrepreneur or thinking about starting your own business or just listening to this podcast because you love the host, me, turn this up and let's get it started. Welcome to the Dolo White Podcast.
Live.
Yeah, what's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
Right here.
A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat-out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dolo White Podcast.
Episode 40 now of the Dolo White Podcast. My guest today, Danielle McGee, the Black Business Boom. Thank you for being here. Thank you for doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, for those of us that don't know, I'm very familiar with Black Business Boom, but for those that don't know exactly, what is Black Business Boom?
Black Business Boom is a social enterprise that helps bridge the digital divide in Black entrepreneurship. So, in short, we help Black-owned businesses to increase their online presence.
How did you get started doing this?
So, I've been an entrepreneur for about 9 years now. Wow. I owned a spa in Chicago. I owned a personal chef service. I've had lots of adventures in my life, but it was always a struggle. And I tell people, I thought because I had an MBA that I could step out and run a business and it was going to be easy, and it was not. So I learned so much through my journey that I really wanted to give back to the Black business community to make it easier for them. So I stepped out and got certified as a digital marketer. I'm an entrepreneurship professor at TSU as well. So
wow.
I just want to find ways to give back and increase entrepreneurship in our communities and help us to bridge that gap and to close the wealth gap.
It's interesting, especially with Black-owned businesses. I think one thing that when white people are always like, well, what can I do to help? Well, one thing you can do is support Black businesses. And sometimes finding Black businesses isn't necessarily an easy thing to do, but that's one thing you do is help people find Black businesses, right?
Absolutely. And so I heard that a lot. Like, yeah. I want to support, but how do I find the businesses?
Right.
So last year, it became even more apparent that people were struggling to find businesses but wanted to support. So in the wake of George Floyd, I decided I was going to launch BlackOwnNashville.com. We launched with about 500 Black-owned businesses, which was, I actually had my own directory I was using already. And so I said, well, I may as well just put it out there for the people. So we launched with about 500 businesses. Now we're at over 1,100 businesses all in the Nashville area. They're brick and mortars, they're retail-based businesses, online, e-commerce, whatever you need.
I think a lot of people are going to hear that, especially in the Nashville area, and say, I didn't realize there were 1,100 Black-owned businesses in the Nashville area. Because, I mean, we know about the big ones, right? We know Prince's, and we know Slim and Huskies, and we know these brands that are iconic here in Nashville. But what would you say is one of the more successful, little-known Black-owned businesses here in Nashville?
Well, whenever somebody asks me about my favorites, I have to shout out Surreal Spice. I really... And they're well known as far as I know, but, you know, they don't get a lot of credit and they have amazing salads. When I first moved here, I was just like, where do I eat this halfway healthy, you know, but Black owned? And I just so happened to roll up on Surreal Spice and Antioch, and you can make a custom salad. So I love Surreal Spice. Slow Burn is another one with amazing food. Cone Heads. So there's so many. So we right. decided to compile a lot of them. I have a list of over 130 food service businesses, mostly restaurants in the area. So we took 25 of them and actually put them into a restaurant guide, a food and drink guide that came out on Juneteenth.
Dope.
So it's a printed guide. where you can find spotlights on 25 of the black owned restaurants in the area.
And eat at all 25 of them.
Hopefully.
Like just do your own tour.
We actually, on the back of the restaurant guide, we have all 25 in a bingo board. So it's an easy way for you to keep track of the ones that you've gone to.
I love that. I feel like we're in a time now where like entrepreneurship, especially in the black community, is starting to get some light. Like that seems to be the thing to do now. You're starting to see way more black owned businesses and more light shined on those black owned businesses. And that's really what you guys do, right?
That's the goal. Definitely the goal. You know, I think that it's important to mention that when I started my first platform, which was actually like a Groupon for Black-owned businesses, I found as I was loading these businesses, trying to help them get on our platform, I was like, oh, you don't have a website. Okay. You know, like it was. So we're still missing a lot of the things a lot of our businesses are. So that is another reason why I felt like it was important for me to go out, get certified in digital marketing so I can help these businesses to get websites, to get registered with Google, to increase their social media presence. Because, yes, we are starting businesses, especially Black-owned. Black women are starting businesses at unprecedented rates. But our businesses are not making as much revenue. And I feel like the pandemic really exposed the lack of online presence, the lack of digital presence in our businesses, because when we went to look for these businesses to find out, are they open right now, you know, and all these things, or to place an order online, we weren't able to. So we were in this position of trying to play catch up last year to get online so that our businesses could survive.
What I'm about to say is not exactly accurate, and I know that, but I saw a headline last year that like a lot of the city, a lot of Nashville city contracts, a very small percentage of them went to black contractors. What are some other struggles from black owned businesses that maybe we don't know about that are kind of hidden in laws or bylaws or contracts that the city's given out? Or are there other struggles there besides just, you know, the city giving out contracts
There's so many. And so a lot of that comes down to your network, right? So we're kept out of certain circles and that's why we're kept out of these contracts, because they're like, oh, I got a cousin that does that. Or, you know, this person who's in such and such organization with me, they do that. So they throw the contracts their way. So a lot of it has to do with our social network and not being let in those circles. Many times, again, we don't have the basics that we need to be successful in business. We think we're going to start a business. We're going to get a logo. We're going to get, you know, these things. And then we have a business and we don't realize that, hey, we need our finances in order. We have to have our accounting in order. So when they ask for these different documents or they ask for our tax records, we can't provide them a lot of times. So we're kept out of opportunities because we don't have the foundational things we need in our businesses. So I think now we have so many folks that are trying to educate around that, trying to help folks to get certified, to get their paperwork in order, to get their finances in order, to get their digital marketing in order. But there are so many things that you have to do as a black business owner or as a business owner, period. And a lot of times it starts with the fact that we're underfunded, undercapitalized, right? So I don't have the money to go out and pay somebody, an accountant, a lawyer, a bookkeeper, you know, a marketer, a PR person. I don't have the money to do that. So I'm trying to do it all myself. So, of course, I'm lacking in certain areas, you know, plus I got to be out here networking and, you know, showing my face and passing out business cards. But I'm working in the business. I'm over here cleaning the house, you know, so I don't have time to do all that. So it's just a lot of challenges that keep us out of these opportunities. So even when they are, when we have these commitments to diversity or commitments to help boost black owned businesses, a lot of times it's just like throwing, you know, some little grant money. But we're not looking holistically at the businesses and what they truly need to be successful.
Are there programs that maybe the average person trying to start their own business doesn't know about? Like if you're black and you wanted to start a business, there's money there for you. But if you don't know about it, you're not going to be able to access that resource, right?
We've seen in the last year a lot more grant funding, things like that. Of course, you have to win that money a lot of times. So that's not as easy. But I think it's important for us to step back and go back to the basics. A lot of times we think, oh, we know it all, or we can Google it all or whatever, and we don't go and find the foundational things we need to be successful. So although when I moved to Nashville 5 years ago, I had been a business owner for 4 years, had an MBA, like, you know, for me to take a step back and go and take a 10-week course, given the foundations of entrepreneurship, and a lot of people sitting in the rooms didn't own a business, just had an idea. And I had to humble myself and take a step back to go get what I needed to be successful. And so shout out to Corner to Corner here in Nashville. They have a 10-week program called the Academy. I've done that program. The Entrepreneur Center has pre-flight. They have in-flight. They have programming there. Launch Tennessee has programming and funds available. So there are lots of resources here in Nashville. When I lived in Chicago, I was just like out here trying to figure it out on my own.
Right.
I'm almost overwhelmed with how many programs there are in Nashville. The SBA has programs, SCORE, all type of programs. You got the Incubation Center, so many different programs. Nashville Business Incubation Center, which I'm the vice president of their junior board, has their foundations program, a groundwork program. They have all these programs that a lot of people don't know about because they don't go out and find the information, you know. So it's up to us as business owners to go out and find what we need, because a lot of times these people are begging for diversity. They want people to come and take advantage of these programs, and we don't.
You can't take advantage of it if you don't know it's there. So do you think that they're doing a good job? If you're the head of this grant or whatever, do you think whatever that organization is, governmental, whatever, are they doing a good enough job saying, hey, we're here, we've got money, we want to invest?
I think that Oaks can do a better job.
Okay.
You know, I'm definitely not going to downplay that. I think that recently I partnered with the Entrepreneur Organization, which is an organization that requires you to have $1 million plus in revenue. They have a great program for entrepreneurs. And I partnered with them because they were really intentional about diversity. And they did what made sense. They found someone who knows the Black business owners and asked me to help them reach them. You know,
right.
So a lot of times these organizations and government entities are going at it on their own, trying to reach the people, and they don't know the people.
Right.
You know, they don't know the people. So it's people like me that I'm boots on the ground with the business owners, talking to them every day. I have them on my email list. I have them in my Facebook group. You know, I got their phone numbers. I have the relationships, and I'm going to these organizations and even corporations and like, let me help you. Like, I ain't saying I'm going to do it for free, but let me help you reach the people, you know, that need the information, and haven't been as successful with that as I would want to be.
Yeah, it's I think that's the perfect kind of overall look at government in the United States. It's like, yeah, we got this money for you, but we're not going to tell you about it. We're just going to keep it.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I will say the SBA, the local Tennessee district office, the head of that office is a Black woman. And I know she's very intentional about making sure that Black-owned businesses know about these programs that are available. You know, they've partnered with me. We've done a couple webinars this year, and I've had people come back and be like, I just got my restaurant revitalization fund money. Like, but we got to show up, too.
Yeah.
So I think that sometimes we're not doing what we need to do on our end to find the information either. And we know by now, we should know by now, that we cannot count on people to come find us.
Right.
I mean, give us what we need.
Yeah. I don't think that should be the way. Right. Mm-hmm. Like if we're going to set aside money, if tax dollars are going towards, you know, helping revitalize a Black entrepreneurship, then that money needs to be easily found by Black entrepreneurs. But unfortunately, that's just not the country we live in, right? Like,
and
it's just not.
It's interesting because you look at the stats around how many more white-owned businesses got PPP money versus Black-owned businesses. I think a lot of that came back to the businesses not being prepared, not having the documents, and what they needed to apply for the money. The process was daunting and hard, and you needed a banking relationship, and you know, and so I think at this point, somebody should be getting the wake up call that like, we need to help get the businesses ready for the next opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, we can't just deny them for the PPP and then send them on their way. Like, what can we do to help make sure next time they are ready?
Those tax documents are tough. Like, I've never tried to do my own taxes because I know if I do, I'm screwed. So if you're a business owner, and let's say you, any business owner, regardless of race, but let's say you just, you know what I'm saying, you make the best hamburger in all of Nashville and you have a great hamburger place. And then when you go to, apply for these governmental loans, you almost got to be an accountant to do that. And you're not. You're just really good at this one thing, which is making these hamburgers. You know what I mean? And that's,
you need to get an accountant.
Yes, you need some kind of help. You know what I mean?
Like, and that's what I'm saying. You know, a lot of folks are like throwing money at the problem and things like that, but they're not looking at the wraparound services that these business owners need. I will say we're close to closing a partnership with a very large corporation that they did grants last year. And then all the business owners were like, well, that was nice, but we need marketing help. Yeah. You know, like, so like, how can you help us with marketing? Because we don't even know how to really spend this money to really grow our businesses. And they took note of that and came and found us to say, you know, can we hire you? Can we partner with you to provide some of these services? You know, so again, a lot of times I think what I kept saying last year is that folks were just grasping for straws, trying to figure out what to do to appease Black folks. They weren't coming to the Black folks and asking us what we needed. You know, no. They weren't like, we weren't able to give our demands. They were just like, oh, let's put this commercial on TV.
We'll take Aunt Jemima off the syrup. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, we didn't care about Aunt Jemima. We cool with her. You know, like people, they were just doing whatever versus coming to the people who were impacted and figuring out what we truly needed.
I always said that, in those marketing offices of these big places, they just need like one Black person that should be well paid just to be like, no, that shit is racist. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody needs to be there. Like, no, we're not going to do it. Hey, H&M, like, that's not a good idea.
Get
like, you got
a focus group going. Yeah. Like, you know, give us a $50 Amazon card to take a look at what you're about to do.
Right. What did you spend to try to undo the damage that you did by not having a Black person present to say, this is not a good idea. You can't do that.
It's a lot of folks, I will say, we're starting to see a lot more people of color in these diversity and inclusion spaces and positions. So, you know, hopefully we'll see some growth from that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, you have to ask the right Black people too.
Yeah, no,
all Black people ain't the right Black people. No.
I agree with you. I feel like a lot of companies want to say, hey, we're diverse, but they don't really want to be diverse.
They just
want to
check the box.
They just want to check the box. And you know, who holds them accountable? And how do you hold them accountable? Because they have so much more money to make them look, they can spend whatever to make themselves look diverse, but that's not real.
And, you know, we're not in a position to not do business with them, you know, it would be very hard for us and very inconvenient for us. Like, it would be very hard for me to not go to Walgreens. You know, that's the only, or Dollar General, for instance. I live in Christiana. It's the only thing by me, you know, so it would literally either get it through Amazon or get it on Dollar General. It's not really another option. And so we're backed into corners a lot of times where we don't have a choice but to do business with these companies. And I can't tell you what Dollar General's commitment to diversity is and what they're doing about it. You know, I probably should look into that.
But you probably should. But I take my daughter there a lot because it's so cheap and she can pick out whatever she wants and it costs me nothing. So I'm like, yeah, go crazy in Dollar General, kid. If there was one piece of advice you could give an upcoming entrepreneur, what would that be?
Take the time to work on your business versus always working in your business. And I know that that's probably easier said than done, but if you take the time to get your systems together, get the right people on your team, whether it's outsourcing, whether it's going over to Fiverr or wherever, you know, find the right people, get the right systems in place, get the foundational things, you know, like take the time to go and take a class with Corner to Corner is 10 weeks. Take the time to go over Nashville Business Incubation Center for the foundation program that I think is 7 or 8 weeks. Take the time to invest in yourself. These programs, though, are like either free or like $50, you know?
Right.
Like, so it's not a huge investment. It's more about the investment of your time. But don't just jump out there and think that you're about to go from like, I just had an idea to like I'm a millionaire overnight. We see it happen, but it doesn't happen very right. often, you know? So take the time to really invest the time and the resources into getting your business foundational things in place before you go so hard in this business on social media. You know, we go straight to like, I'm posting on social media and we haven't done any of the other things that we need to do. And again, there's so many educational resources out here. People are giving away free information. Go get the information you need to be successful. Don't just jump out here.
I think it also needs to be said that you don't have to be good at every entity of your business, right? Mm-hmm. Like I said, like if accounting was up to me, if I had to do my own taxes, I would be probably sitting in prison right now because I would have I would have messed it up that badly.
Somebody said hire for your weaknesses.
Yes.
And that's important. Like even like for me, I know operationally I'm a mess. Like I'm awful at like checking all the boxes on the list. I had to hire somebody to check the boxes and to be like, Danielle, you said you were going to get this done on Thursday, you know, like that's what I need to be successful in my business. So we have to find the people to support us. And a lot of times it's not as expensive as what we think. And a lot of times if we give up some of our habits and some of the things that we're doing outside of our business, we can find the money. You know, like if you're going out and spending $100 on the weekend, kicking it, that's $100 that could have went into getting you someone to keep up with your QuickBooks.
Right.
You know, so yeah.
Completely understand. Black Business Boom. Follow that on IG. What are some resources they will find on Black Business Boom? Let's run that down before I let you out
of here. So I do free webinars often. So if you follow on IG, Black Business at Black Business Boom. If you go to our website, blackbusinessboom.com, you can see past recordings of our webinars. So they're about increasing your online presence, doing it in a cost-effective way. We also do Instagram, social media, overall, and website audits. So if you're a business and you want to see how you're looking online, you can find that on our website and we can help you to increase your online presence that way.
I love that because you've also built a great online presence for yourself. And it's like, hey, I'm going to teach you how to build an online presence. And then somebody has like, you know, three followers and you're like, yeah, can you though? But no, you've got a great following there. And I think it's a lot easier to look and be like, okay, she understands.
Yeah,
like,
you know, you know what I was thinking before I came to meet with you? I was like, you know, last year I was still working my job. I quit my job August 1st of last year.
Wow.
And I've grown a six figure business while working my job and doubled that this year so far. And I'm like, maybe I should teach a class on that, you know, but you have so many people out here who are like gurus and trying to teach people to do things that they've never done.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it is very important to me before I go out there and be like, let me teach you how to get a six-figure business that I have a six-figure business. Yeah. So you definitely have to be careful where you go get this information.
Yeah,
as well.
That's why I have this podcast because I don't actually give advice. I just have very intelligent guests like yourself on to give advice to, you know, I just be like, oh, this person seems to know what they're talking about. Let's have them on and then they can give all the advice and I can just sit back and,
well,
and do this.
Well, I appreciate you very much for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Follow at Black Business Boom on the gram and their website, blackbusinessboom.com.
Yep. Correct? And if you're in Nashville and on Facebook, join Black People Making Moves. That's my Facebook group.
There you have it. And you have the guides too. So
yes, and you can grab those at Surreal Spice or at Slow Burn.
There you have it. Danielle McGee, thank you so much for doing this.
All right. Thank you so much.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. You can book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience right now, starting at only $350. Cinema Anywhere Nashville provides your choice of a 16, 24, 36, or even 100-foot screen plus projector setup and sound system. This is a super dope service that wouldn't just be great for corporate and work events, but also birthday and holiday parties, or if you want to have a romantic evening with your significant other. Cinema Anywhere Nashville is perfect for all of those things. They have the right experience for you. Follow them on Instagram right now at Cinema Anywhere Nashville and book your cinema experience today. All right, I want to say thank you once again to my guest, Danielle McGee. Make sure you follow the Black Business Boom on Instagram. And while you got the Instagram app open, may as well follow your boy as well. At DoleWite101, DoleWite101. That's the same for all my socials, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Clubhouse. I definitely appreciate everybody for following me. Brand new episode drops next Wednesday. My guest next week, super excited to have him back for the third time. Dr. James Hildreth, the president and CEO of Meharry Medical College and world-renowned infectious disease expert. And I'm not just saying this because Dr. Hildreth's been on the show two times already, and I'm proud of those shows. I'm saying this because I absolutely mean it. He has been, to me, the best voice throughout this entire pandemic. So he's going to come on and give us yet another update on the Delta variant, the vaccine, and everything in between. When I tell you Dr. Hildreth is one of the smartest people I've ever spoken to, I mean that. Go back and listen to those other two episodes if you haven't heard them before, and definitely check out next week's episode with Dr. James Hildreth. Make sure you're subscribing and following his podcast on every platform. If you happen to be listening on Apple Podcasts, go on and give me them 5 stars. Write me a review as well. Definitely appreciate that. That's it for me. Back with a brand new episode next Wednesday. I'm out.